Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. SEPTA says delays and disruptions are going to continue on its regional rail lines while it pulls its aging rail cars out of service for fire inspections. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
We're advising our customers that we are likely looking at weeks for this.
SEPTA spokesman Andrew Bush says the canceled trains and packed platforms are going to be around for a while as SEPTA does federally mandated emergency inspections of its Silver Liner 4 rail cars following 5 train fires this year. 55 trains were canceled during the Monday morning rush, 12 on Tuesday. This commuter at the Jenkintown station was at her wit's end.
Even if a train comes at this point, where are we going to sit? Where are we going to stand? We'll be like sardines if we can get on there.
Bush said with trains running 4 cars instead of 6, those cars filled up and trains had to skip stops. Bush says SEPTA did run a few express-style trains where passengers were passed up.
It's not an ideal situation, but we're finding some ways to work around the issue with the resources that we have available.
He says riders, if they have the option, should consider the L or Broad Street line while the inspections are done. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
With the federal shutdown about to enter its second week, Philadelphia's congressional delegation urged their Republican colleagues to negotiate on a solution. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
I want to stress how completely unique and odd this situation is.
Congressman Brendan Boyle has been through a few federal shutdowns in his 5 terms. He says every time negotiations to end it went on round the clock. This time, he says, the Republican speaker simply canceled 2 weeks of sessions, content to let federal employees work without pay or languish.
That is a disgrace, an absolute disgrace.
Congresswoman Mary Gay Scanlon went further.
Republicans have declared war on the American people.
Congressman Dwight Evans said Democrats will not cave on preserving health care for millions of Americans, and thus the only way to end the shutdown is for Republicans to return to the table.
We must negotiate.
Boyle says the delegation is returning to Washington in hopes of finding someone willing to negotiate. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Trump administration plans to house undocumented immigrants at the Dixie McGuire Lakehurst Joint Base in Burlington County. The specifics have not been announced. 2 South Jersey congressmen are asking for transparency, as we hear from South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty.
This saga dates back to the summer when Congressman Donald Norcross and Herb Conaway got word of plans to house undocumented immigrants at the base. They requested more information and months later received a response with no details.
We just want to make sure that they are being treated as humans up there.
Norcross says the Trump administration should be forthcoming about their plans.
If you have nothing to hide, there should be no problem in allowing us to get full transparency of what's taking place. If you're hiding something, you act this way.
The site has been used for temporary housing in the past and has the capacity and resources to do so. The Trump administration said it intends to build temporary housing for illegal aliens at the base and that it won't impact other activities or operations at the base. The base is also expected to serve as an airfield for deportation flights. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Temple University's residence assistants and peer mentors have voted unanimously to unionize. KYW's Vic Ragapathy tells us it took more than a year for the group to eventually receive recognition.
Similar unionizations had taken place at Penn, Drexel, and Swarthmore, but the 97-0 vote to unionize with OPEIU Local 153 Tuesday evening makes Temple resident assistants and peer mentors the first undergraduate workers union at a public university in Pennsylvania. Camille Rosansky is a senior and a third-year RA. He says that he and his colleagues need firmer job descriptions and expectations, as well as compensation for out-of-title work.
There's a lot of stuff that you're not prepared for the job, really, before you step into the role, like stuff they might not tell you, like stuff that might come up that in your training you wouldn't expect.
A little more than a year ago, some 80% of RAs and PMs signed union cards, but they say it hit a snag when Temple ignored their request and they were denied an election by the PA Labor Relations Board. They did successfully challenge that PLRB ruling, and the union says it filed an unfair labor practice charge against the university because it tried to intervene during a rally. According to OPEIU Local 153 lead organizer Scott Williams, the election was agreed to when the charge was withdrawn.
Workers deserve a seat at the table, and workers can demand more. People should have dignity and justice at work.
KYW has reached out to Temple for comment and has not heard back. Vic Ragupathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.